Just relax your arm.
Relaje su brazo y ahorita se lo
Leticia Tapia is getting her first COVID-19 vaccination. Ventura County public health workers asked the Oxnard farm worker if she's sick or currently has the virus.
¿Ha estado enferma en los últimos días?
No.
Okay, y no ha tenido COVID.
No.
She's part of the county's pilot program focused on vaccinating its 40,000 farm workers. The process is going quickly today.
Gracias.
De nada.
Was Tapia nervous or afraid?
No, porque es para seguridad mía y de mi familia.
It's for her own health and her family's health.
More than 100 farm workers are getting vaccinated at this mobile clinic taking place at Good Farms in Oxnard.
In spite of the fact that they might have worried about getting a shot, they are very happy to be able to have this opportunity.
Selfa Saucedo is Ventura County's Director of Health Education, but right now she's acting as a traffic cop steering a line of waiting farm workers to vaccination booths set up under a series of tents on the farm.
Not everybody is happy about getting the needle, so being able to respond to those questions and allay some of those concerns has been a key component, I would say, of our pilot program.
Israel Vasquez is the county's Farm Workers Resources Coordinator. He says in some cases, workers can't read or write, and he says there are language issues because Spanish is just one of the languages used besides English.
Within Ventura County, we've been able to identify Mixteco, Zapoteco, Purépecha, Nahuatl, and Maya, and Otomi. The more information they get in their language, the more they want to get the vaccine.
Farm workers are part of the next phase of vaccinations, officially set to start in the next few weeks. Ventura County Public Health Director Dr. Rigoberto Vargas.
The education sector, that includes the child care sector, and then as well within the farm and food group includes not only farm workers, but all the production, and actually that also includes grocery store workers, even restaurant workers. So everything with food and farm is next, along with education, child care, and also the remaining public safety, such as law enforcement.
But it all comes down to how much vaccine the federal government is allotting to the state and the state to the county. Getting protection for farm workers is high on the priority list. Unlike many people, they don't have the luxury of being able to do their work via Zoom.
As the pandemic started, agriculture, well, really all critical infrastructure workers, but agriculture, which I know best, never stopped. Part of that's due to the fact that agriculture specifically demands that things are done all day, every day. We're a victim of Mother Nature. We get Mother Nature's benefits. And, you know, we need all of us to be out in these fields doing the work every day to put food on people's table.
David Murray is co-owner of Good Farms, which owns this 80-acre farm off of Rice Avenue in Oxnard. He says through stringent safety efforts, the farm has been COVID-free. But he says the vaccinations are critical.
We had, you know, the lion's share, I would say 75% plus, that we're not worried about it at all. They signed up from the get-go, and there were a few that we had to educate a little bit more, but I think out of 150 employees here on this farm, we had all but 12 sign up for the vaccination, which I thought was great.
Speaking in Spanish, farm worker Murillo Ayala admits he's a bit nervous about getting his shot.
Poquito, poquito.
But Ayala says he knows it's the right thing to do.
Es para la familia y para uno mismo protegerse.
Protect the family and protect oneself.
Watching these farm workers get vaccinated is an important yet emotional moment for Ventura County Supervisor Carmen Ramirez. She recently lost her brother to COVID-19.
It's pretty hard because, you know, I can be very angry that the vaccine wasn't available for when before my brother tested positive. But you can't go back. You can't turn the clock back. You can just hope it doesn't happen to other people.
Ramirez says that's why she's focusing on getting people to step up for vaccinations when they're available.
This is serious. Some people are still telling us it's a hoax. You know, they haven't lived what my family, other families have lived and seen what happens to a person who doesn't survive. It's just very tough, very tough.
In Oxnard, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.